Blog Talk Radio.
Plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah!
Tonight, yes,
the MHH is back. Everybody loves the MHH, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's been so fun, man, being in quarantine. Everybody wants to know where the legends are at, man. They want to know where the legends are at. Where are the legends? Johnny, man, we've been listening to you for 9 years. And you had the greatest co-hosts of all time. Well, we brought you one last week. We'll keep bringing them, man. We got a list of greats. But why not start at number one? Why not just start at the best great of the show, one of the best co-hosts we've ever had? I mean, the only co-host that had sex on top of a dead person. I know you guys are excited. I'm excited. I haven't been this excited in a long time, but we have found... Track down, and we have live tonight, the exclusive KB from the CEO.
I miss you guys.
It's been a weird, strange trip it's been, right? Yeah.
Oh, it has, honey. It has. It's crazy in the world today. Yeah. It's how you been, honey?
It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it has. That has been a very wild ride. So you haven't been around for a minute. So what's been going on?
We can't get into some of the stuff because of the legal verifications and things that are going on in the court things.
Okay, I get that. I understand that. That's none of my beeswax, but I get that.
No. I just started smoking a lot of crack and forgot to do shows. That's really what happened.
I'm
not going to lie. Why lie right now anymore?
Oh,
I mean,
honey.
It's
you need to leave that alone,
right?
Darling. Huh?
We're in Armageddon.
Yeah, we are. We are. You know, it's people are freaking out over toilet paper and stabbing each other over there. And I kind of laugh, I'm right? But okay. our government's fucking us, and I have a feeling we're going into new world order.
We're already there. I know. That's why I tell everybody. It's
I know.
You know, it, to the point now where just do what you want to do right now because stay at home.
That's what I'm doing.
You're going to be.
That's what I'm doing. I tell everybody, you know, this quarantine shit ain't going to last for long, you know, but do what you want to do and rise up and carry, you know, pack a gun. I'm serious. You're going to need to.
Well, I mean, one of the things that is, I mean, there's a multiple ways we can go with this tonight. I mean, I'm educated, I'm woke, and I'm also sleeping. And, you know.
Good.
We all need
to sleep, baby boy.
We all are. And there's multiple ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
We can go conspiracy route. We can go everything's on the up and up route, which we don't know. I mean, we've known this for years.
You know, I want to tell my people out there in here, because I love you guys, breathe. We're going to be out just fine. Come on now. We're the human race. Look what our forefathers did. And just breathe. I mean, come on now. Toilet paper brigade, all this shit. Come on. Just chill. Freaking chill. Smoke a ball, man. Relax. Because this virus shit is just the beginning. If we can't beat this shit, this is like, we're like zombies out in here right now. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid. Just stop. Just breathe.
Oh, it's just, this is just,
I mean,
it's not working.
I mean, people need to go get fucked really good, I think. I think they need to bring back the 80s. Lots of sex, good drugs, and fucking. Then I think people will be happy. Because it's still $20 million fucking dollars at the toilet paper. Come on, now. What the hell you can do with that shit?
Well, it's one thing for the initial rush, but why is there still no more toilet? Why do these people keep buying it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't. You know, over here they're killing people, Johnny, up in D-Town. They're freaking killing people over here for toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen 4 stabbings. I'm like, are you shitting me? For butt wipe? No, that's not even cool. You know? And my homies are like, they're all quarantined down. They're writing music and shit, and they're coming out with some really good shit, you know what I'm saying? And my homies are like, fuck you, I'm just going to go in my studio. Crazy.
What, you know, the one thing is I literally haven't used toilet paper in years.
Wow.
I'm ahead of the curve.
Oh, there you go.
I go. I go full bidet. Full bidet.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It shoots it straight up. My ass is so clean you could eat a shrimp dinner off of it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Zero toilet paper. By the way, toilet paper. I don't know, guys. You ever been licking some ass and accidentally got a toilet paper, but it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
We should stop using toilet paper right now. Forever. We don't need it. We don't need to be cutting down trees to wipe our ass.
No, we could go use some leaves or some shit or roll around in the dirt. We'd be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Because we all know. Yeah. We all know there's a 3 level.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit just level 1, you're still going to end up with a shit stain in your underwear. Level 2, you're going to get a light shit stain in your underwear. And level 3, bidet clean, 0 shit stains. You could wear a pair of underwear literally for a month and not 1 ounce of shit stain on it.
Very true.
America, it's time to wake up. It's time to start washing our asses.
It's time to wake up and just chill. Please, my people. Please. I'm begging you. Because there's people in Australia putting condoms on their hands and their heads walking around. That'll save them. from the coronavirus. I was like, I'm like, what are you doing?
I can't put my mind around it anymore. I can't even get laid out right now because
it's
of the corona.
It's getting terrible. It's getting terrible. And I feel sorry for the salons and the beauty salons and the nail salons because them ladies, you know, them rich bitches and everything else, they have to get their shit done every week. They're going to look pretty ugly when they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, let's be honest. All these rich little bitches that live around the country, trust assured, their hairstylists are coming over to their houses and doing their hair.
Oh, yeah. They're paying them $1,000 or a quarter mil a fucking hour. I know.
Megan Fox ain't going to show her gray roots this week.
Shit. I just don't give a fuck. I wouldn't go in them motherfuckers anyway. I'll go that shit out myself, you know, and I know how to take care of that shit, you know. But, I mean, there's these ladies now, you know, they're so damn lazy in the nail salons up here, you know, they won't even shave. They'll go like, well, can you wax me? And I'm like, bitch, winter's over with. That's nasty. So, I don't know.
I mean, let the and by the way, ladies, hey, let the pussy go. Let it go.
Mm.
Grow a beard.
We talked about this on episode 19, remember? Oh, no.
I do.
I'm not going there. I don't go there. I'll take my straight razor and some fucking Noxzema. Oh, no. Not KB.
Yeah, last night I went to the Spit on Your Grave. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Spit on Your Grave.
No, I haven't.
Chronicle. So the first Spit on Your Grave was made in like 1976.
Okay.
And it's a very disturbing film. It's about a woman who goes out, decides she wants to go get a cabin down south.
Oh, shit.
To write a book. Next thing you know, all the fucking local retards are banging her. So instead of, just going home with her, she decides to kill all the guys that banged her.
Right.
So watching this, and I remember as a child jerking off to this VHS tape because this chick was naked in this film. I looked at this woman, and she had the biggest beaver and underarm hair I've ever seen. And I'm like, how did I ever jerk off to that? Oh, my God. Women looked like that in the 70s.
Oh, hell no. I'd be cornrow that shit. Baby, do you need some beads with that? Oh, hold up, honey. We need to get out the chainsaw. Make sure the chainsaw got some gas in it, baby, because I need a haircut. No, I don't think so.
I know. It's bad. It looks like, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know, like, some of them are
oily.
They
got chickies up here that run around like that. They said it's free woman's liberty or free bitch, some shit going on in the country right now. For 3 months in the winter, they don't shave or anything.
Yeah,
the pussies
look like
Michael Jackson off the wall afro. No, that's all right. So, nummy. I was just gross. That's just nasty. So then I'm just like sitting here like watching our country go through this shit, and I'm just kind of laughing my ass off. What a coronavirus bullshit. But it's a virus. You've got to let it do its course. It'll go away. Like everything else. People don't listen.
Well, no, they come out today to say 100,000 people are going to die.
Okay, well.
What?
So what? Look at the Black Plague. We are more advanced than that. Come on now.
2 weeks ago, you said that in a couple weeks we should be all right. Now you're saying a couple 100,000, you're going to die.
We're not going to die. We're going to be fine. Johnny, we're going to be fine. We went through way too much shit than this, okay? I'm an 80s girl. I ran around in the dirt, and I ran around barefoot all the time. I played in the dirt. Come on now. We all did. We're going
to
be fine.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, we used to be scared of monsters, criminals, thieves,
Yeah.
Felons.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
coming after us. And not only
yeah.
that, you know what scares us the most? A runny nose.
A runny nose. That's crazy.
Wake up with a runny nose. You're like, oh my God. Oh. Oh no, it's it. I'm dead. I have a runny nose.
With the seasons changing all the time up here and everything else, everybody's got a runny nose. It's called allergies, dumbass. Yeah.
But then I also remembered that I did almost, you know, an 8 ball and a half of coke last night, and it was blood coming on my nose. I maybe overdid it.
What? Hey, well, probably a fucking, you know, a liter of Jack to go with that too. So.
You know, I had a 750 ml of Crown Royal just to fucking calm it down a little bit.
Yeah, Crown Royal is great, man. I love Crown. Crown's great. I'm a tequila drinker too, so I'm a whiskey drinker too. So I was just like, yeah, okay, we're partying. That's the problem.
Well,
people
I mean,
just
yeah.
need to relax.
I mean, drinking tequila now over drinking tequila 20 years ago is a completely different experience.
Oh yeah, it's more watered down now. It's really, it is, honestly, it's really, really watered down. I had a shot of tequila the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God, it tastes like water. What the hell?
No, I remember drinking, I remember splitting a bottle of Jose Cuervo back in the day, and I think I lost at least 3 friends and a girlfriend that night.
Well, to your friends. Well, shit.
Back in the day, I remember waking up in a stranger's apartment with my hair stuck to the floor because I had thrown up all over myself.
Yeah, I've been there. That's what I'm doing.
And I'm like, I don't even know where am I? I don't know where I'm at. Why am I in this place?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to turn this over to something kind of good and positive out of all this. You know who Seraphim is? They've got a new album coming out. You should check it. It's really good. My homie's got some new music coming out, and it's really, really good.
But,
so.
Yeah, too bad. Too bad no one will ever get to see him live again.
Oh, they're going on tour. Their singer moved down to Atlanta. He's planning on going on tour if the coronavirus and everybody gets opened back up again.
It's over. It's never going to
yeah.
be opened up again. No one will know the brilliance of Seraphim.
No, well, we're going to keep on trying, aren't we? That's all we have to. Because I'm not going to sit here and let my government say, well, you can't go outside and play because I'm going to. I mean, hell. So, no. I mean, that's pretty sad. I mean, that they killed the music industry with this coronavirus. And, I mean, I've seen so many of my friends, man, they're on tour right now, and they can't even go on stage or anything like that because it's all shut down. And they're like, what the fuck, you know? So.
No, the party's over. I mean, there's nowhere to
yeah.
party. You got
yeah,
to party at
nowhere.
Home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, house party. But
what people are doing
I mean,
is they're sitting at home and watching fucking tiger documentaries.
Yeah, I know. I don't even watch TV, but I know. People are going insane. In fact, they're gaining weight like crazy and everything else because they're eating their feelings away. They can't drink. They go to party. They can't go, you know, out to the clubs. They can't do this. They can't do that. And they're highly, highly depressed and very suicidal. You know.
Hey, and by the way, at the coke dealer's place the other night, they weren't keeping a good 6-foot distance, the customers.
Probably not. Hell no, nobody's doing that shit. Hell no.
And there was more than 10 people there waiting for cocaine.
Yeah, there's just nobody's doing that shit. Nobody's doing
I'm going to call the police. Not because of the cocaine, but because there was too many people there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy. It's nuts, man. I'm just sitting here watching all this shit go on and everything else. I'm just like, that's nuts, man. People need to go back to work. People got too much shit on their fucking. People need to go back to work. This is stupid. Come on.
Actually,
now.
You know, once the checks start coming, I think people will be okay with staying home.
Yeah, but it's only one time thing, Johnny. $1,200 once, and that's it. Come on now.
Yeah, we were working our asses off. No, I mean, literally, we've been working our asses off anywhere from 5, 10 to 60 years every day, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours. Maybe it's just time for everybody to get a nice check and just to kick back for a month and go, all right, I like working. I want to go back there again now. Now I'm happy to be working again instead of being
– Yeah.
Like, literally, you can't get a good meal anywhere because anybody that's making minimum wage hates their life and hates their job. But maybe if they can have a month off or so, maybe those Arby's sandwiches would taste good again.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. Everybody needs a break, and they do. But this bullshit of fucking what they're doing right now in the country, they won't give people, you know, a break on their bills. Come on, man. Seriously? People got mortgages. People got families to feed. I have a mortgage. I got, you know what I'm saying? And you got, Trump won't even lighten up on their electricity bills or water bills, their, you know, whatever. Yeah, gas is low. Yeah, great. Thanks, asshole. But can you lower the fucking taxes too? Come on now. Can you wipe, you know, our mortgages? Because we ain't working. Because of your ass. Once again. Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, we are completely at war. And people are overlooking the fact that nobody in Russia's gotten the coronavirus.
No. No.
Nobody.
I know.
And
one person.
Russia is the one that has fucked up the oil market.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is we're at war with Russia, to be honest with you. But I don't want to put that out there. But that's the truth.
Yeah. No, the music, the music and entertainment businesses went to shit. Everybody's went to shit, you know. But if we don't go back to work and start paying these fucking bills because the bill collectors are coming and everything, so shut everything off, you know, winter's going to come again and everything else. They're going to be all so behind. People are going to be losing their homes. Then that's when the war is going to be coming. You know, people are starving. And they can't buy anything because, well, we can't work because, well, we can't be. We have to be stuck in our bedrooms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's a very sad situation. And
it's bullshit.
People understand what America's weakness is, and they're hitting
it's greed.
Finally.
Yep, yeah, it's greed, and it's disgusting, and I hate it. I bitch about it all the time all over my social media. I hate it. I hate greed.
No, and literally, we're done. It's over.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to pack my shit and say, fuck it. I'm going to Australia with the kangaroos.
Yeah, I wanted to go. I would love to live in Australia or New Zealand or even Canada right now. I don't.
Yeah.
This is a
shit
show. This is
bullshit what the U.S. is doing right now. It is really bullshit because everybody else around the world has literally cut people's mortgages and bills and all that and literally helped their people. Here's some food. Here's some money, you know. Help their economy. What was it? London giving $6,000, $3,000 a month for the next 6 months to their people. Okay, I'd be happy.
Yeah, Canada.
$3,000.
$8,000 up front, $2,000 a month for 4 months.
Yeah, and I'm like, Trump's doing $1,200 once for 1 month. Are you fucking kidding me? You know?
That's the difference
and
between
like,
loving your citizens. And loving your rich
people.
And
loving your money, loving their money that they make you. Yeah, no. I see it all the fucking time, hon. I do. And it drives me nuts. It does. I'm fucking 46 years old, and I'm sitting here going, what the fuck? You know? Are you kidding me? Seriously.
No, I mean, people's lives are completely destroyed.
Yeah, they are. People who have worked
401ks are gone.
Oh, everything's
they
gone.
They literally just ripped everybody off again like they did 12 years ago and use this for an excuse.
Yeah, and you know, and I think the government made the coronavirus. Come on now. Come on now. Made this panic scare.
China.
I've known, huh?
China. Right now, there's 650 people left. That are intensive care from the coronavirus, and that's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's it. But look how big population China is. Think about that.
1 billion people.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like a drop in the bucket. So, and these people are already kind of have illnesses already. The coronavirus just kind of helped it advance it. Because they have weak immune systems.
But that's the weird thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like China's, it's all over. It's all done. But guess what?
Yeah.
21 million people in China
mm-hmm.
are no longer answering or using their cell phones because they're dead.
Yep.
21 million people are missing. Google it, everybody, and you're going to shit your pants.
I will. I'll check that out. I will.
Because I'm like, how do 1 billion people, this horrible virus that spreads so easily and quickly, how did only 83,000 people get infected with it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie.
It is. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's 110% lie. Because I have a cousin that lives in Japan, and they got a lot of people over there. You know what I'm saying? They're healthy as fuck, running around playing ball and all that bullshit. Watch on the phone today. So I was like, well, wait a minute now. You know, I agree with you. It's a lie. It's a
Everything's
fucking lie.
We don't know what the fuck's going on. There's something else going on because there's no way a fucking common cold is going to shut down the country.
It's not nothing as big as China. China's huge. I mean, yeah. Come on now. And the market is still blinging. They're still selling shit. Making shit.
Yeah,
because
they know
shit.
Fucking 21 million broke motherfuckers are going to be buying fucking Rims and Cheetos in about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you know how many bags of fucking Cheetos are going to be sold? Do you have any clue, once these stimulus checks come in, how many fucking bags of the Cheeto sales
up here,
are going to go through the roof?
Especially up here. Should they clean up the Cheetos and chip out all the time? That's true. Yeah.
Oh, that makes
me so bad.
I'm sitting at the AMPM and these people are buying Cheetos, Doritos, Funyuns, candy bars.
Oh, yeah, and they're at Taco Bell. They're at Taco Bell 2 o'clock in the morning going, I'm hungry.
Giant shit and just using their fucking EBT cards.
Yep.
And then crying,
well,
my kids can't eat today. Well,
yep.
Motherfucker, you bought $34 worth of Cheetos and shit when you got high.
And when there's a liquor store on one corner and a dispensary on the next corner and a cop shop two blocks down the street, but the cop just walked out of the dispensary and bought some weed. God. That's Denver. And a hooker said, you want some?
Oh, hookers are good. Hookers are good. Really, really bad shape.
The hooker down the street said, you want some? She, I don't care. And that's
what about all the guys and girls that are cheating and like with their significant others? Now they're stuck and trying to have this perfect marriage.
Well, they're stuck in the house. They're like these two little fucking poop dogs fighting at each other. Yeah, I know. Crazy.
So funny watching these people. Like, I know you're fucking three other chicks, but now you have to pretend you're the good husband and stay home. You
the
have no excuses because your job's gone.
Then you're the good husband angel kind of, you know. No, I don't think so. Not that bad.
I'm going to have a house and everything's going to be great. And 2 days in, all of a sudden, O.J. Simpson was right.
Right. So how's L.A. working? Are you in L.A. still?
Oh, yeah. We're down in Torrance, still Torrance Beach.
How are you? How's it down there? Is everything pretty cool down there? Are they killing people over toilet paper yet?
No, we're on mandatory lockdown. I haven't left my house.
Yeah, totally.
And I really haven't left in 14 days. Now, I get food delivered every day. Which, that's not helping.
Yeah. I go
these
out
fucking
my phone,
Grubhub, you Uber, DoorDash guys are delivering food to at least, I don't know, 40 people a night?
Yeah, they are.
They're going to 40 different restaurants. They are, wow. It's like a hot spot.
Yeah.
We keep eating food from them, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're locked down.
It's like they're making us get the virus. So, like, well, you can only get it this way. These are the only stores that you can go to. So everybody that's infected are going to these stores and just getting more people infected.
Yeah.
You can sit in your house all day, but the food that's coming in or the food that you have to go get is being touched by other people. So there's really nothing you can do.
You know what's funny, Johnny? I've walked up to fucking perfect strangers in the last couple of days and said, fuck it, you're going to get me infected. I'm going to hug you. I'm still spry as ever. I'm still fiery little thing as I ever been, knocking the fuck out of people down the street. But, I'm not sick. Now, that makes you question. We're supposed to be locked down in our home, okay? I have 3 people in the last week. Now, I'm not sick, am I?
And like I said, I got so fucked up one night that I didn't give a shit. I ate out a $15 Mexican hooker down in Taiwan. So
there you go. But did you get sick? Did you die from it?
I don't think so. I think I'm immune. I could actually, after I did that, I could actually eat burritos in Mexico finally.
Yeah, there you go. Jealousy? Did you die from it though? See, you're still here.
No.
That's what I mean.
Just add a little ice cream and you're all good to go.
Yeah, you're good. I mean, that's what I mean.
In Mexico, every time you eat something, I always follow it up with some ice cream.
Yeah, you can look on my social media. My little ass really hasn't changed. My little body got a little bit more tighter the older I got her. But that's about it, and I look pretty fucking healthy. I'm not sick.
No, I went out and bought a Can-Am a few weeks ago, one of them fucking fag bikes.
<That's> terrible.
Because I know nobody's going to be out and see me riding it. But no, I've just been riding that up to the beach and hanging out in the parking lot and looking at the water coming in. And it's all right, you know? I mean, I don't need strangers hanging out, I don't need 1,000 people on the beach today.
You're weird, honey, you're weird enough like I am, so you don't need other weird people around you right now.
No, and it's great. You hit the 405 in the middle of the afternoon and just fucking open it up.
Yep.
I got that sucker up to 72 miles an hour today on the 405.
You've had fun.
My Darth Vader helmet on. Everybody gave me the thumbs up and the honks today. I was a pretty cool guy.
I was just like, wow, it's just whatever,
So anybody that saw Darth Vader riding the Can-Am today? It was Johnny Push.
So, what else is happening in Mr. Johnny Cush's life?
Nothing. Nothing has changed with me. I do the same thing. Sometimes you get caught up in some trouble. You have to go away for a little while. Sometimes there's mandatory rehab. I went to I went to 3 rehabs this year so far, last year and this year.
Okay.
And every time I get a rehab, my drug habit gets worse. I listen to people talk about their drug experiences, and then I go and do it. It's not working well.
That's terrible. No, I've been catching you online a little bit, seeing you doing the show when you can. So.
Yeah, but now now I'm forced inside, so we'll be doing shows every night now.
Yeah, there's nothing better to do. Might as well go online.
Unless,
might as well go live.
Unless I, getting run off the road by a tank, and they run my Can-Am off the side of the road.
You just got to live life, honey. You do. You just got to live life, honey.
I don't even like, you know, after I got done riding the Can-Am today, I came home and I like, should I just shove a dildo in my ass just to get it over with?
Shit. I'm poor. I wonder how the porn industry is doing now. I bet they're doing quite well.
6 feet away? I don't know how you do that.
Well, you know, the black market will figure it out. You got your underground porn with the black market. Come on now.
You know, by the way, Louis C.K. got at least 6 feet away from those two women.
There you go.
Maybe he knew what was coming. Maybe he was a time traveler.
Right? There you go.
He's a time traveler. He knew.
Yeah, his little babies went down his leg going, daddy, daddy, daddy. 6 feet away.
Well, we only got a couple of minutes left. But have you ever had a guy jerk off in front of you?
Yeah.
Without asking him?
No, we just did it. I didn't care. Man, I didn't care. I was making lasagna. What the fuck?
I got that move, too, where you're just fucking and you're fucking and you're fucking and you're fucking and you're fucking and it just never stops. And you're like, ah, the hell with it. I'm just going to pull it out and jerk it off.
There you go. There you go. You know, but, you know, all my boyfriends, all my exes or my boyfriends or my homeboys always says I look like a porn star. So if I'm making lasagna in front of them and I look like a porn star, well, food and sex. There you go.
Well, everybody knows KB's got those killer lips and the killer hips and the nice nips. And the big old
right.
We're out of time, though. Unfortunately, we got to go. But it was nice catching up.
Right.
The great KB, everybody, one of the greatest co-hosts of MHA history.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys be safe out there. Please don't get all crazy. Just be safe and leave the toilet paper alone. Come on now.
Just get a day. Day and buy some cocaine and have some sex and who gives a fuck?
Well, yeah, who gives a fuck? Do what you want.
Fuck it.
Yep.
God, I've been going raw dog this long and haven't got any STDs. I'm gonna hopefully keep my winning streak going.
Just fine. You're gonna be that 90-year-old old man in the hospital clinic going, "Come here, baby, give me some." See you, tough.
Yeah, last time I got my STD test, I was all proud. I'm like, I'm going to have at least 13. I'm fucking going to break the record. The women I've been with. And they're like, "You're clean." I'm like, "No, let's retest."
Yeah, you got to retest it. You got that from some other guy, not me.
We're going to need at least 5 good tests before I believe anybody right now.
Why? Yeah.
But thank God in rehab I got to get a swab shoved up my penis once a week. That was nice.
Ouch. Oh, I bet that should hurt.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Next time we'll do some rehab stories. What a blast that was.
No way. That's one of the nightmares in your chapter of your book you're writing right now, the book of Johnny Cush. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Wake up and your male roommate is blowing you. We're out of time. I wish I could tell you that story tonight.
Well, we got other shows, Johnny. Catch me. And remember, I'm ahead. I'm behind you. I think. Well, I'm D-Town, so.
Yeah.
So catch
yeah,
me.
You were behind.
So catch
yeah. Me. Sometimes you're behind me. That kind of scare could hurt.
Well, I just picked up a really badass cat of nine tails with spice on it, so it might.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the aloe.
Yeah, you better, because I just got some restraints and I got some nice floggers. Handmade.
Ooh. All right, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Now that
no
my dick is
shit,
hard,
baby.
We got to go. Good night, everybody.
Love you, honey.
All right, love you. Bye.